Researchers in the United States say they've established a link between changes in the weather and spikes in violence around the world. The study has found that even small changes in temperature or rainfall can drive an increase in assaults, rapes and murders, as well as larger group conflicts within communities and even political parties. Reporter Katie Heyman has more.
If you thought the ructions within the Labour Party in recent years were all to do with personality and policy, think again.
Two papers that were produced by a researcher in Australia, and he examined both irregular political transitions and changes in political institutions. And he has shown in two separate and important papers that extreme temperature events lead to leadership changes and changes in governing institutions.
Solomon Shung is an assistant professor of public policy at the University of California. He's also the lead author of a paper published in the journal Science, which reviewed 60 studies from around the world, all showing a close relationship between climate events such as monsoons and heat waves and the incidence of violence.
One study was looking at domestic violence behavior in Brisbane, and it was demonstrating that on hotter days, there was a higher rate of domestic violence calls into the local police department.
Researchers found there was a measurable increase in domestic violence in India during recent droughts, and a spike in assaults, rapes and murders during heatwaves in the US. Solomon Shung says outbreaks of larger conflicts also appeared to coincide with significant shifts in weather patterns.
We examined shifts in the El Niño Southern Oscillation, which is an important determinant of the Australian climate. And what we found in that study, for example, was that when you shift from the cooler and wetter La Niña state to the hotter and drier El Niño state, the average rate of civil conflicts throughout the tropics doubled.
The authors of the report say they're not sure exactly how changes in weather make people more aggressive, and say other factors such as economic disadvantage also play a role. Solomon Shung again.
When we examine different types of conflict, it seems very likely that different mechanisms are at play. So, for example, when we look at domestic violence in Brisbane, it seems likely that some of that could be related to a sort of physiological mechanism, something that changes in how we perceive other individuals when we're exposed to high temperatures. The reason we say that is because there's actually many studies in actual laboratories where we literally put people, some people in a hot room, some people in a cool room, and we observe that their behavior changes.
And with the world on track for a 2 degrees rise in temperature because of climate change, Solomon Shung says we should also expect an increase in domestic and personal crimes and larger group conflicts.
Our estimates suggest that if we continue along sort of business as usual trajectories, we should expect throughout most of the inhabited world rates of interpersonal violence to increase on the scale of 8 to 16%, and for intergroup conflict to increase on the scale of 30 to 50%.
That's the paper's lead author, Solomon Shung, speaking to Katie Heyman.